Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at OnPay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. I am so excited to be doing today's show. It is one of my favorite series that we do. It's the GSU ENI radio series. And today on the show, we have Xavier Hatton with Xnalysis. Welcome, Xavier.
Hey, man. Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I'm so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about your firm. How are you serving folks?
Yep. So Xnalysis is a financial service company and basically helps people and small businesses with their finances, just investing, budgeting, credit advice, everyday financial advice, whether you should spend, you know, $10 on Starbucks or all the way into how to get you prepared to buy your first home. So making sure, you know, that we can increase in our clients' financial literacy here at Xnalysis, and also just ensuring that we're making the best financial decisions on a day-to-day as well.
So how did you come up with this idea? What was the kind of spark that got this thing going?
Yep. So how I came up with Xnalysis is basically I was like, hey, I think I want to make a lot of money in my lifetime, but I need to also know how to manage the money that I do make. So coming from a small town, LaGrange, Georgia, I came to a big city, to Georgia State University, started off my undergrad degree with accounting and figured out I wanted a little bit more of a challenge. So that's when I added my finance degree going into my junior year. Graduated undergrad with accounting and finance and just quickly learned as I went through college. I learned a lot about how to be a great analyst for a company. You know, just learned about just a lot of different financial terms and things and that sort. But I saw that I didn't learn a lot of financial literacy. I didn't know how to open up, you know, my first bank account coming from college. I didn't know how to read my credit report when I was coming straight from college. I didn't know how to manage my credit cards that I did have, or how credit cards impacted me in a positive or a negative way. You know, just these different financial things that I think that every adult or young adult should know about. So that's when I started the company Xnalysis, which is a financial service company, which is kind of help people just increase their financial literacy, just kind of help make a better financial decision on a daily basis. I also saw that just kind of in minority communities also didn't have a lot of financial literacy knowledge, just when it came to small things like 401k understanding, even like choosing your benefits and how they're going to help you in the long run, we didn't really know a lot about. So I wanted to kind of create this company to kind of have a platform where we increase everybody's financial literacy, have clients where I can help them with their small business finances, their personal budget, and just more in things in that sort.
So is this kind of a pay-for-services model? Is it a membership model, a subscription model? How do you plan on monetizing this?
Yeah, so right now we have both. We have a membership, which is called the X-Squad, basically where you can pay a $14.99 fee a month, and you can get basically just free services such as, you know, weekly financial emails, newsletters, right? You get some X-Squad gear as well, get pretty much you get everything that you would get from a standpoint of not getting a service. So that's our membership portion. And then our service portion is when we have monthly clients and financial consultations where we sit down with people on a daily or monthly basis, however, whatever they prefer, and we just give them, you know, as much as financial knowledge that we have. And we just kind of learn and build together. I ensure that their finances are intact from a bookkeeping standpoint, from a credit and investment standpoint. And we just meet on a monthly basis for our monthly membership. And we do have one-time fees as well, which is financial consultations, where I meet one-on-one with the clients or people that are interested in getting taking their finances to the next level. And basically just having that one-hour meeting to get to know their finances, how we can improve over the next 6 months or a year or 3 months if they're doing on a short-term basis, and how we can help them meet their financial goals.
So when you came up with the idea, well, at what point, like, did you talk to, you know, people around you to kind of get a feel for, okay, is this, obviously it's something important, there's no denying that, but is it something that people are willing and able to pay for? Did you have any conversations about that in terms of, okay, this is great, this is useful, but is this a path, you know, to, is there enough kind of financial commitment on the client's part to really not only grow the business on your part, but also for them to benefit?
Yeah. So I started the company out. Xanalysis started in January 2020. If you can imagine, 2 months before a global pandemic, I had to kind of change things up a little bit. So basically, Xanalysis started off as a spreadsheet company. I got a lot of feedback and I had a lot of focus groups from people basically figure out how I can help them with their financial literacy. And at that time, it was a lot of small businesses in the Atlanta metro area are being introduced on a daily basis. So a lot of people say helping them just keep up with their finances and making sure that it's not attached to their personal finances and their business finances. So basically bookkeeping. So I wanted to kind of figure that out and how I could make it easier for small business owners to do their bookkeeping. So it was Xanalysis started off as an Excel spreadsheet company based on why I made Excel spreadsheets for different businesses and put in different features in tailored to different businesses based on what the business owner wanted in their spreadsheet. But I quickly saw as a pandemic hit in March 2020, that around June or July 2020 that I had to pivot the company for order for it to survive. So after I did at least around 9 to 11 spreadsheets within our first 2 to 3 months, I did some follow-up meetings with those same clients, and they kind of let me know that they love the spreadsheet, but they just don't have time to go in and input the data into the spreadsheet. So once I learned that they don't have any time to kind of do their finances because you're, as a small business owner, you're trying to focus on all other areas, basically what I did was I went back and said, I want to change this company up and pretty much have this company where it is a financial service company. So instead of me making the spreadsheet for the small business owners, I actually started doing the bookkeeping, started helping them with their investment, building their business credit, just doing a lot of different things when it came to their finances. And then on the personal side, they wanted budgeting and things and that sort as well. And that's when I kind of started creating the monthly membership. We offer 2 different packages, Gold X and Platinum X packages. And just based on what you like and what you prefer, is going to differentiate those 2 monthly packages.
And then when did you realize, hey, I'm onto something here? Was that something that once you let people know this was available, they were signing up, you were getting signups pretty quickly?
Well, I wouldn't say pretty quickly. So after I pivoted the company, I kind of shut down for a couple of months. I was just trying to figure out where I can take the company in the midst of a pandemic. So around June, I got my first monthly client in August 2021. And from there, I probably got my second client in I got my first client in August 2020, and then I got my second client in November 2020. And now, right now, we have 14 monthly clients standing today in September 2022. We have about 7 other clients that book our financial consultation on a bi-weekly basis, and 14 monthly clients where we actually handle their business and their personal finances on a monthly basis, send them updates, meet with them every month, and things of that sort.
So it seems to be a nice steady growth that you've achieved so far.
Yeah, nice steady growth. Right now, when I got to about 5 or 6 clients, I figured I couldn't handle the marketing piece of it no more. So around November 2021 or October 2021, I hired a social media manager. And then in January of 2022, I hired a CPA to kind of do all the taxes and kind of help me with the financial side of things. And then in March, I hired another one of my employees who has her master's of accountancy as well, and really, really good with finances and numbers, and I hired her. So right now we are a team of 4 different people, one social media manager, one CPA to kind of handle the tech side of things, and another, which is our chief rock star.
Now, any advice for other founders that are going through this? How do you kind of build a team that's very complementary when, you know, obviously you don't have unlimited funds?
Yeah, I think one of the best things you have to do, you got to get people that are going to believe into your vision and believe in your brand. Bringing people on just for monetary purposes when you're first starting is going to be pretty hard. And it's going to be hard for you to find people that believe in your brand and things of that sort, but you got to really fight through it. Having limited funds when you first started, not being able to pay people, but having way more work than you can handle as one person, is something that I struggled with for probably a year until I was able to find that first my social media manager, which was my first hire. After that, it allowed me to giving away a portion of basically some money for time, allowed me to scale the company even more, and allowed me to focus on getting more clients, looking at the financials. How can we scale X-Analysis to that next level? And every time you hire someone, it just allows you to free up more and more time to get to that next level. So just being, you know, so I know some small business owners that have way more work than they can take, but not just there yet when it comes to their financials. But just stay with it. Continue to push hard. Continue to push your brand. And continue to make sure that you scale it at the appropriate level. And then you'll know when the right time is to hire your first associate. And after you hire the first one, you'll know when it's time to hire your second and third and fourth, and just building that team surrounding you that believes in your brand just as much as you do.
Now, with so many people just struggling to make ends meet, how do you help them kind of change their mindset to think in terms of generational wealth?
Yeah, so generational wealth is something that's just one of the terms that near dear to my heart, just because that's something that I feel like generational wealth. I actually made a T-shirt that says generational wealth starts with me. I think just making sound financial decisions will help you in a sense of just getting to that generational wealth standpoint. Like you said, we're in a time where people don't have, unlimited funds and things of that sort. I know we're not in the midst of a pandemic anymore, but what the pandemic has did is left a lot of trail of just like a lot of different things that it's hard for people to come back from, especially financially. So that's why I always recommend people to start off with my financial consultation or to join the Export first, to kind of build up your financial knowledge and get that mental standpoint and get to a point where your mental standpoint, you know that, hey, I shouldn't be spending money on this. I shouldn't be budgeting using the 50-30-20 rule when it comes to my paycheck. I should be making sure I'm investing to my 401k at least up to the match what the company's going to match within that 401k for the year. So just having those different mindsets and mentality get out of my one-on-one financial consultations and the export. And then when you're ready to say, hey, I think I make enough money now to afford a full-time financial service company like X-Analysis, I really need to get my finances in order and take my stuff to the next level as far as my budgeting, investing, saving, building my credit, building business credit. And then, like I said, and I always tell my clients, because once you get in that first contact with me after that financial consultation, we stay in contact forever. You know, I still check in upon you every couple of months or every couple of weeks, just depending on where you're at and your financial status of things. And whenever you're ready to make that transition over to a monthly client, X-Analysis will always be here for you to make that transition. So just tying that all the way back into generational wealth, making those smart financial decisions on a daily basis is going to help you start that generational wealth, whether it's already started in your family or you're going to be the first one to start.
Yeah, the sooner you can get compounding working for you, the better. And even starting small is a great way to start. It's just starting and having that discipline to just kind of keep investing, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month. That's what builds generational wealth.
Yep, you got it. It's definitely what's to build generational wealth. Just that compounding, just keep making those great financial decisions. Will able to help you just start generational wealth, even if it's starting small, right? Starting small when it comes to finances will allow you to, you continue to compound and making starting small when it comes to saving or your 401k. You're going to look up in 5-10 years and say, wow, I have a lot of money saved, or I made great financial decisions to kind of experience some type of financial freedom.
Now, how did you find out about the Main Street Fund? How did you get involved with them?
Actually, one of my clients won the Main Street Fund demo day last year, and kind of set out thought that my company would be a great fit for the Main Street funding program. Really loved the program. Really, really glad that my client referred me to the program. And just the things I've learned within this program over the last 4 to 5 months is something I can hold near and dear to my heart and continue to help scale my business and become a better business owner each and every day.
So what do you need more of? How can we help?
From a standpoint, how can you help on as far as the Main Street program?
No, for your company? How can we help you grow your company? What do you need? Do you need investors? Do you need more clients? You need more? What do you need?
Yeah, great question. I think what I need right now, I just want to kind of being able to scale that company up into the next level, right? So as far as that, if they're getting more into the school system where I teach juniors and seniors financial literacy, that kind of goes hand in hand with Kemp's, with Governor Kemp's new financial literacy law that he put in place, basically saying that by 2025-2026 school year, that our financial literacy class need to be in high school. They need to have half a credit financial literacy course to graduate high school. So taking things to the next level, being able to do partnerships with different school systems, different brands, getting awareness of financial literacy to gain more clients, and just taking X analysis to that next step is what I'm looking for, and what it needs to be, what needs to happen for X analysis to go to that upper echelon or to that next step as a financial service company.
Well, if somebody wants to learn more, is there a website? What's the best way to get a hold of you or somebody on your team?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me, we have an email, info@xanalysis.com. All of our social media is xanalysis, X-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, we got it all. And then we also have our website, xanalysis.com, where you can go on and fill out a contact form and get in contact with one of the people that work in my company, xanalysis, and we'll be in contact back with you in 24 to 48 hours.
Well, Xavier, congratulations on all the success and momentum. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lee, for having me on this radio. I really, really appreciate it. And just thanks for everybody who's out there listening to this interview, or will listen to this interview. Really much appreciate it for all the just all the hard work and all the ground that you helped me put into X-Analysis, just the support and just the knowledge that you also helped me just get out there. I really appreciate everyone that helped X-Analysis to get to where they are today.
All right. That's a wrap. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on GSU ENI Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.